Let's get back to our headline story, the violence that has hit Syria. Of course, we've been telling you throughout the news today of the Houla massacre. The Syrian government coming out and saying in the news that it is not responsible for the violence, as some have claimed, and that it is investigating that violence and blaming, rather, armed gangs for creating that massacre. Joining me now via Skype from Dubai is Syrian activist Mimi Al-Laham with us. Mimi, thank you so much for being with us. First of all, the first question, I'd like to have your opinion on who you think is behind this very terrifying massacre, 90 civilians killed, including women and children.
Well, I think Webster Tarki reported on the fact that death squads are running around in Syria, and even the U.S. administration under Clinton has admitted the existence of al-Qaeda elements inside Syria. We have seen several bombings where civilians have been killed. And these agent provocateur actions, the likes of which we have seen before, there has been massacres before in Syria of people in their homes. The whole point of them is to try to create a civil war in Syria, to try to create a pretext for some intervention in Syria by NATO and its allies. So even now already we are seeing the deaths of these innocent people being exploited by the U.S., and voices in the U.S. like Lieberman are calling for intervention in Syria because of these murders.
Well, you refer there to the case of military intervention, and that's, of course, the Libya-like scenario, which observers say has now failed in Syria because Russia and China vetoed the UN Security Council involvement resolution. After that, the US and its Western Arab allies have been saying that there's no plan B for Syria. At the same time, as you say, we're seeing them supplying the armed groups with money and weapons, these groups fighting the Syrian government. Well, after a campaign of terror attacks and bombings, we now have this carnage in Houla. The opposition accuses the Syrian army, the government blames the armed groups. Who would benefit from a massacre like this that can torpedo this UN Arab League peace plan?
I think it's especially the US and Israel that's going to benefit from these murders. I'm not going to all out accuse the Syrian insurgents who are calling themselves the Free Syrian Army, but I do believe there are elements inside them that are death squads and are acting under the order of the U.S. and Israel to try to create an excuse for intervention. I don't believe that a Libya-style intervention could occur in Syria with an Air Force campaign, but it's only because the Syrian Air Force is actually quite strong and they wouldn't be able to attack Syria without sustaining heavy losses. So we might see some other types of intervention. We're already seeing them promising weapons. The U.S. has come out and promised weapons to the insurgency through Qatar and Saudi Arabia. So, you know, the war against Syria is still going.
Mimi Al-Laham, a Syrian activist, joining me there via Skype from Dubai. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us.